in a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Well, good evening, and thank you for joining us, or good day, or wherever you may be around the planet. And I'm glad that you did. We're going to get into something quite interesting and time, opportune timing. And yet we will get into the cosmic end of the situation. But we had a development, and most people know Trump went to Davos. Why is Trump going to Davos? Those are all the bad guys, right? Well, I think the bad guys may have been eliminated from Davos. And I watched a good portion of Trump's presentation there, and I was quite taken with it. Riscala, did you happen to see Trump's speech at Davos?
Only bits and pieces of it.
I watched
from what I gathered, he basically put them all on notice, put the rest of the world on notice.
Oh,
we are the strongest nation, and we're not taking any crap.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And the way I looked at it was, now, let's just say they eliminated those who were living the protocols, and I was going to get into that tonight. I don't think we're going to have time. That's dangerous territory. The protocols, exposing the protocols, got me in serious hot water with some very powerful people. Hey, I'm still here, and they're not. It's great when Father Yahweh is on your side, our Heavenly Father. And that's where the revelations come from. But, you know, a lot of people were kind of really disturbed about Trump going to Davos. Why is he going there? These are all the bad guys. Riscala, what was your comment? What did you notice about what you were seeing from this clip?
I don't recall. I got to be honest with you. I don't recall.
But what was the basic? You said we in the pre-show. You told me he put everybody. It looked like he was putting everybody.
Oh,
on
he put
notice.
Everybody on notice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely. There was no question about. I think he mentioned America being the most powerful nation on the planet. Glenn Beck counted them. I think it was like 20 times. It was a bunch. It was a whole lot of times. I can't remember the number, but I think it was 20. 20 comes to mind. I may be wrong, but he basically gave notice to the rest of the people who are not our allies or who are our allies, but they are having second thoughts about being our allies. He basically put them all on the spot. You know, either you're going to be with us, or if you're not, you're going to be against us. And if you're going to be against us, you better know that we are the most powerful, over and over.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You don't want to screw around with with Trump or his military backing. It's space for us. Oh, that was cyberspace. Yeah, go ahead and keep living that dream. That's only a very small part of it. And so hey, there's inner space and outer space. How small or large do you want to go? But he I saw Trump in The Art of the Deal. And if you haven't seen his presentation there, go take a look at it. It's worth definitely worth a look. But he stood up and he had a stack of paperwork all clipped together, big binder clip on him. I've used many a binder clip myself. But he said, these are all of the accomplishments of my administration in the last year. And it was the 1 year anniversary that Trump was at Davos. This is everything that we accomplished in the last year. And he had a little trouble removing the clip and it snapped. They're pretty strong. But he threw the clip on the floor of the stage. And he held him up against these are them. He kind of like thumbed through them. And then he kind of like dropped those on the floor. You know, he didn't just throw it. He dropped them on the floor. That's what we did for the last year. What have all you guys been doing? This is what we did for the last year. Boom, that was last year's report. Wait until you see what we do this year. You want to do business with us? Get on board. You don't want to do business with us? Suffer. And that's all it's going to be. Suffer. Pretty strong words from Trump, isn't it? That's basically what he was saying. He pointed out all the accomplishments. He even talked about this one single thing, and it caught my attention about a year ago. Before Trump ever mentioned anything about it, just on a quick news blurb that they put in a new nuclear reactor in Virginia, West Virginia, and it was a non-conventional nuclear reactor. And I'm scratching my head and I'm thinking, gotta be fusion. You got to be a fusion nuclear reactor. And when Trump was talking about artificial intelligence coming to, I guess they were going to put him in Texas, build this big, huge, whole big facility all geared toward artificial intelligence. Trump said, "Hey, you guys are going to build your own power plants. Yeah, don't worry about it." Trump turned around and said, "You come to America, you get to write off your investment the very first year. So whatever it costs you to build a plant here in the United States, you get to write off in the first year. You don't have to worry about it. You're not going to pay any taxes. Write off the whole plant the first year. Come on, guys, let's go to work. Ain't going to cost you anything. Go buy the land. Though there's probably going to be a lot of Chinese land that's going to come up for sale if it hasn't already. And we're going to learn more and more about this because the Chinese are the most involved in trying in the overturning of the 2020 election. There are so many people that are complicit with the Chinese. We talked about it on last week's show. The Prime Minister Mark Carney in Canada basically went over and he kissed the CCP's behind and said, "Yeah, we want to follow you guys into the New World Order." That's where we were. However, do not underestimate Trump. And I've said this, and this is all unfolding right within Revelation. You got Revelation chapter 9, Revelation chapter 13, Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 16, and it's all going off. As long as you know where to look, there's evidence that leads back to those prophecies happening now. And what we saw at Davos was a big one. It was a really big one. And with that, Riscal, I'm going to ask you to play that clip. And I chose this clip. It was an independent reporter who was at Davos. And it wasn't like CNN or CNBC. And this was an independent reporter. And I also followed up with other research, and several other articles said the same thing.
Hey everybody, Grootsy, Dave.
Go ahead.
I'm done. Go ahead and play that. You got it queued up. Go ahead and play it. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Okay.
Hey everybody, Grootsy, day four. I saw President Donald Trump in the flesh today. He had his Board of Peace signing ceremony and a press scrum that followed. Board of Peace, his idea, born out of the 20-point peace plan for Gaza. I read the charter, though, and it never mentions Gaza. In fact, the mandate is much broader than that. It sounds like something that would rival the UN Security Council. 50-plus countries have already been invited to join. One of them, very controversially, is Russia and Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Reporters shouted questions about that at President Trump. All he said was he looks forward to meeting with President Putin today or tomorrow. He will also meet with President Zelensky of Ukraine while he's still here in Davos. Here's something to file under. That's ironic. Late last year, the White House pulled out of 60-plus multilateral organizations, but it kind of sounds now with this Board of Peace like they're trying to start their own. And we'll see how many countries actually come on board. A number of them already have. President Trump will be wheels up soon and heading home. See you later. Hey everybody, Grootsy, day four. I saw President Donald Trump in the flesh today. He had his Board of Peace signing ceremony.
We're good there.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Skull. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Sometimes the mouse doesn't cooperate. Sometimes the mouse doesn't cooperate. Here we go. Let's get you back up here. There we go.
Go ahead. You got to get a cat. You got to get a cat. Anyway. Yeah. Something to rival the UN. He canceled those 66 organizations. No, we're not part of your club anymore. Today, it went into effect that the United States is out of the World Health Organization. We said bye-bye. And so the United States is out. That would basically, by the WHO's own admission, that will probably cripple that organization and put it out of business.
Couldn't happen to a better organization.
Because the United States, the United States was paying 50% of its costs.
Wow.
Great, we're paying you guys to poison us.
Great.
You see, so we don't get to see these things. And I remember when Trump did that, and Biden undid it, and then Trump turned around and said, end of story, boom, we're done. And that will bring down that organization. But the interesting thing, and I went and I did additional research into this Board of Peace. Trump's got the only vetoing power. So if he doesn't like a project that you're bringing to his Board of Peace, he's going to veto that request. It's a business deal. It's a business deal. And it started off with this whole rebuilding Gaza. But they're not going to start rebuilding Gaza until Hamas gives up their weapons. And he made reference to that. He says, hey, I know it's a hard thing for them. You know, they basically grew up holding a machine gun or, you know, an AK-47. And they don't want to give up their guns. Gee, they sound kind of like Americans.
But I wonder, Hamas, when they talk about Hamas, I can't help but wonder who's funding Hamas. Do you think it's really Iran that's funding Hamas?
Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Okay, that's a great question. In Trump's inviting countries to sign onto the Board of Peace, and the initial focus is to rebuild Gaza and make it basically turn it into Abu Dhabi or Dubai. Turn it into a showpiece for the Middle East. Think about that. Think about the monetary investment. because it's right on the Mediterranean there. It's a gorgeous area. They've got beautiful beaches. But they don't have any high-rise hotels, condominiums, and all the support that goes with that. It would be a luxury center. And who knows, maybe we can even go visit it. I mean, I've been around to a lot of different places. I used to love to scuba dive, which took me into the Caribbean a lot. And I didn't, you know, I was there for the diving and really didn't care much about anything else. But, there's some beautiful beaches around the world, and there's some very nice resorts. Very nice resorts. And some of them offer diving, but regardless, that was another lifetime ago. But here we are with this situation where it's an investment. It's an investment. Look what we're doing in the United States. We want to start doing this around the world, and all those hot spots like Ukraine, like Iran. Like all of the countries that Iran and the CCP have entered into, and have caused mayhem of one sort or another. All the elections which were stolen, it's alleged to be, including the United States, 72 elections of countries around the world were stolen by the same machinery that stole the election here in 2020, that involved Venezuela. It involved the Vatican. It involved Cuba. It involved China, most of all. God, I can still remember when they got most favored nation trading status. I was 19 years old, and I flipped out. I said, those people want us more dead than the Russians do. What are you, nuts?
Never could figure that out. We call them communists. We call them, you know, all these things. But they're the favored nation. Give me a break.
Yeah. But now here's the thing. Here's the thing. We're going to kind of just go off on a couple of tangents here. Who invented communism?
The guy with the mustache and the beard.
He was. But how did it get to be? How do you go from somebody with an idea to being able to take over not just one country, Russia, and then China, and then Cuba, and a bunch of other places around the world who started to lean toward communism back in the 60s. Remember the Great Red Scourge, early 60s. We had the Cuban Missile Crisis. But let's go back to the Bolshevik Revolution. Who was that started by? Guess what? It takes us right back to the same family, probably the most hideous family on the planet. Their name was originally Bauer, but it became Rothschild. And that brings us back to Davos, as a matter of fact, on this outrun. But we've talked about that on previous shows. How basically the Rothschild family came to power. And we can cover it again because it ties in so much, especially with the protocol. And you got to be real careful what you say about the protocol, because that will get... We won't be playing on YouTube anymore. If things aren't worded just properly. I'm sure that would set off a bunch of flags. But anyway, that they laid out over 130 years ago, that was the plan to take over the planet. That was the blueprint. And that was right even down to banking. They were gonna charge us treble interest. You go for a mortgage, you pay three times the value of the house that you just bought on a 30-year mortgage.
Yep.
Yeah. treble interest. They said it, that's what they were going to do. They said it almost 130 years ago. They were going to keep us poor. We're nothing more than cattle to them. A meat source. Think about that. A meat source. Geez. Child trafficking and everything that goes along with that. And all roads lead to Rome. However, they do make a couple of diversions. And in Trump's Board of Peace, he offered it to a lot of different nations that were there. You know the two main nations that did not sign on to the Board of Peace?
No.
Israel and France.
Surprise, Israel. Surprise.
Yeah, they're both controlled by the same family, Israel, the house that Rothschild built, Macron's wife, husband, is a Rothschild, and the French branch of the Rothschild have not laid down their arms. Guess what's going to happen there? Yeah, they have not laid down their arms. Now, think about Iran, okay? Let's go back to Iran for a minute. It was, and I said this on a previous show, it was the Rothschilds who overthrew the Shah, and then they installed, it was the French family, overthrew the Shah, and then they installed Khomeini, who had been living in France for 20 years, that turned a very progressive, American-loving land into one that was shouting death to America. The Iranian people and the American people got along fine. The Shah of Iran was back in the 60s. Maybe you remember some of the publicity.
I remember that.
But, yep. What was your impression?
They were very Americanized, I think, is the best description. They weren't anything like they are today. They were very free, and women could do whatever they wanted, just like you can do whatever they want here. I don't understand why the Shah of Iran was taken out, but I will tell you something interesting. They put him in a prison in South Florida, and it was about less than 2 miles from where I was living at the time.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's wild. But,
I don't know why they pulled him out.
I can't tell. They wanted a regime change. The Shah of Iran was actually, if I'm not mistaken, being backed by the CIA.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And it was a power, obviously a power struggle there. And, you know, left Carter with egg all over his face. But that's a whole nother story. And where'd the power come out of? It came out of France. You've got German Rothschilds, you got French Rothschilds, you got English Rothschilds, and you can be sure there's Italian Rothschilds and Swiss Rothschilds. There were five brothers. They became the banking empire of Europe. They are the Crown Corporation, world order that's backing China's CCP army. You know who controls the CCP? Basically, the Crown Corporation and the Jesuits. According to Karen Yudis, attorney for the World Bank, it was the Jesuits that controlled China's banking system. Think about that. She's no longer with us. So, yeah, I personally interviewed the woman 3 times. You couldn't tell Karen much, and she'd get upset with you quickly if you asked the wrong question. And I was coming from a serious, you know, I wouldn't joke with her just because of of how she came across. She's not somebody that you could joke with. She'll tell you everything that you want to know, but don't, you know, never give her the wrong impression. And yeah, she would know. She was an attorney for the World Bank. Yep. Jesuits are controlling the China's. So here's where the economic work comes in. And that's one of the things is that China right now is dumping U.S. Treasury bonds and buying all the silver they can get their hands on. Good move, China.
Driving the silver market.
Let's see how that works out. And well, you know, in my personal opinion, silver should be about $500 an ounce. If you go back to what it was essentially 100 years ago, you got 10 silver dollars for a $10 gold piece. So what was the ratio? 10 to 1. And so if you had a 10 to 1 ratio with gold, silver should be almost $500 an ounce.
Yeah.
So I still see silver as a good buy. It's a little bit more expensive, but if you're looking for growth, and I was told, one of the people who controls this planet told his daughter, who told me, because I thought invest in gold. She said, no, my father said invest in silver. That was 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, take it from the horse's mouth. One of the most powerful people on the planet. And he read Letters to Earth. No doubt that's what got me in trouble. He read my book. And he said, this boy is dangerous.
Huh.
Or the lie, the cover up, exposing what you guys want to do. And doing it biblically. Do it from a point of knowledge of prophecy. Boy, I got to tell you this, Ruskell. I don't know if you've ever seen this one alleged modern-day prophet. I will not repeat his name, but it sounds like Bologna. And yeah, he is so full of dynamic manure that I guess if you throw enough of it against the wall, some of it's going to stick. Jim Willie, who I trust and respect, he does the Golden Jackass newsletter. He said there was an investment firm that was following Bologna's number predictions on market moves, based on prophecy. He was wrong. 80. Jim Willie just laughed. Yeah, he's wrong 87% of the time. They followed all his predictions. Would bet on Pelosi. She knows where the money is.
Yeah.
But and then you know, there's never any biblical backing or totally misapplied backing to what he's saying. So yeah. Whatever. Use a little logic, and this is, you'll never learn the truth. Using religious dogma or doctrine, which is where most of these people were raised in. You need science. You need science to comprehend what is going on within the scriptures. And then you need a little wisdom and a lot of knowledge. And then you can start to see where the pieces put together. And that's one of the things that was happening. The one comment that reporter made was that it sounds like the General Assembly of the United Nations. now, the United Nations. The United Nations is represented in Revelation chapter 13 by this beast that ascends out of the abyss. It started off as a Rothschild enterprise. It was the League of Nations. The United Nations is supposed to be a Rockefeller enterprise. Whether it is or not doesn't really matter. But the interesting thing is this beast, which ascends out of the, which comes out of the sea, this composite beast, is given the throne of Satan, and it says that right in the beginning of the 13th chapter. It gets the throne of Satan and is given great power and authority. Let me read. It says, and the dragon, this is the dragon, this is one of the first ones that we covered, the dragon, which was thrown down to the earth, having great anger, essentially backs this effort, which is being pushed by the Rothschild family to develop the League of Nations. And it says that, and the dragon gave to the beast its power and its throne and great authority. Think about that. So you have Satanists that are ruling the world. Yeah. And so once we comprehend that, now we can see where this power is coming from. Hello, off planet. But here's where we are. This is a shot across the bow of the United Nations with what happened. We don't want to be part of your 66 organizations. We ain't going to be part of the World Health Organization. And guess what? We ain't going to be part of you. And that was the shot across the bow of the United Nations. And this is the start of a fulfillment of Revelation chapter 16, verse 10. And the fifth one poured out its bowl of anger upon the throne of the wild beast, and its kingdom became darkened, and they began to gnaw at their tongues for their pain. But they blasphemed the God of heaven for their pains and for their ulcers, and they did not repent of their works. But what is Trump creating here? So we're seeing the beginning of the end of the United Nations. And we come back over to Revelation 13. So you have to jump to Revelation 16 in order to make the connection back to Revelation 13. And we go back to Revelation 13 and verse, let's see, it was granted so that in verse 15, and there was granted to it to give breath to the image of the beast, the image of, and this is talking about this two-horned beast that looks like a lamb but speaks like a lion. Hello, we'll just take Greenland if you don't want to sell it to us. Yeah.
He said that.
Yeah.
He didn't say those words, but he basically said that. That was the message.
Yeah. So either, it's the art of the deal. And guess what? We already have bases there, and we're going to get to some more information about this, about Greenland. But anyway, so now we have this image of the wild beast, and it's given the power so that it could both speak and cause to be killed all those not in any way who worship the image of the wild beast. And it puts under compulsion all persons, the small, the
You're breaking up here.
The rich, the poor, the free and the slaves, that they should give these a mark in their right hand or upon their foreheads, and that nobody might be able to buy or sell except a person, of the image of the wild beast, the number 666. Uh-oh. They were skull. I'll continue, just in case we're still on the air. or at least, as long as you, are we good?
Yeah, you broke up a second ago, but you're good now.
Okay, good. Let me finish reading it then. It talks about, the people that are under this, the image of the wild beast authority, have to take that mark at this coming for years. Man alive. Okay. Is that any better?
Yeah, you're good. You broke up a little bit, then you come back.
I don't know what object here a little bit. So what we're seeing is a coalition of countries coming together under peace. And we're seeing a new start. Oh, let's see. We go back to what we're told. Whenever the nations declare peace and security, we're not any place near security yet. We have to establish peace. And so here's the beginning. And this ties into Revelation chapter 17, where the beast that was but is not, the eighth king, which springs from the seven, which is actually interesting, because when the Trump administration first started, we were clearly seemed to be part of the New World Order coming. Hello, George Bush. Yep. George Sr., right? We played that clip a few weeks ago. And then with Mark Carney, yep, we want to join the New World Order with China. Okay, so who's back in China? We covered that already. And look at all of his accomplishments. And guess what? Today, we're out of the WEF. It's going to collapse. And all you guys who want to do business, get on board. Get on board. And let's start doing business. Let's make America great again. Let's get the economy flowing. All that oil in Venezuela. I had heard that a bunch of children were rescued out of these certain locations before they were blown up. And allegedly, these kids were packaging drugs. They were essentially slaves in cages. They were packaging drugs for shipment.
Oh, my God.
And I was wondering, why do they have so many Blackhawks? Not Blackhawks, twin-bladed helicopters. Back during the
little Blackhawks you're talking about?
No, the big transporters.
I forgot their
designation. They used to call them the banana helicopter.
Yeah.
Rotor in the front, rotor in the back. Yep. But anyway, they took a bunch of those in there. Well, yeah, they probably took the kids back out. Or relocated them somewhere where but they got them out of there, and they had 90 minutes to get them out before those places were going to be bombed. So they went in, they secured the place, eliminated whoever needed elimination, and got the kids out of there. So, now Venezuela, Trump said that, and other people have also said Venezuela has got more oil underneath it than the Middle East. Well, if they got so much oil, why are they selling drugs? to break down society, because that's where the drugs grow. Yeah. And so who controls that trade? The two biggest money makers on the planet, human trafficking and drug trafficking. It used to be drug trafficking and human trafficking. And guess where the road leads? All roads lead to Rome. Yeah. With Rothschild intersections on the way.
Wow.
Think of the pilgrimage. Just back, you know, to the Middle East. It was the Knights Templar, sanctioned by the Holy Roman Catholic Church to keep the path for 300 years. How do you have, well, you might consider that there's a holy war. When I say holy, it'll be carried out in righteousness. And this is where it gets extraterrestrial real quick. I should have sent you another clip to play, but it was going to be kind of long, and I didn't think that we'd have enough time to get it in. And this was something that I heard around 2012, and it was because I was listening to what this person was teaching. David Wynn Miller. I don't know if you if you've heard of him or remember him.
No. Lost you again.
When Miller invented quantum grammar. It's okay, hold on. Let's do something different here. Does that make a difference? Riscala?
You're breaking out.
Okay, well, Russell J. Gould. Oh, my.
I don't know
what to say, because that's just wild as anything. I don't get unless somebody's playing with us. There's no reason I should be breaking up. Yeah, there's no reason I should be breaking up. And maybe they know where we're going, because here we go. Iceland. Trump seemed to think he had a deal worked out, and he'll know in about 2 years about what's going on in Iceland.
And Iceland or Greenland?
Greenland. I always get them messed up. Greenland is full of ice, and Iceland is full of green.
Right. It's so crazy. Yeah.
You know, it's like, yep, okay, Greenland. What is this? An oxymoron? Yeah, no, Greenland. And this takes me back to what I was talking about with David Wynn Miller. He had made a statement that there is an enormous UFO under the ice in Greenland.
Correct.
It's like 50 miles wide, 200 miles long, and 2 miles high. And it's essentially was coming out of the ice because the glaciers were melting, and they knew it was there. Now they were investigating it, and they went and they captured. It's still active, believe it or not. The thing's still functioning.
Yeah, still running. But, yeah,
yeah. But they went in, and they started to reverse technology. You know. Grab reverse technology and start, you know, learning what it does. Allegedly, it was what caused the last ice age, so they say. Buried under a lot of ice, somebody didn't want that thing to be found. What's on Antarctica that's buried under the ice? Take a look.
They don't want anybody to see that. They don't allow people to go look at.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Antarctica off limits to the rest of the world?
I surmise that Antarctica, you know, you've seen the movie Jurassic Park, right?
Yep.
Well, they genetically engineered the animals, the dinosaurs on this other little island close by, and then they brought them to the park. Well, Antarctica may have been the genetic engineering center for planet Earth. Don't know. It's encapsulated. But you wonder why America is the most powerful country on Earth? Number one, it has the backing of the prince of the abyss, the king of the forest, which has been released on this planet, most likely by CERN, talking about Revelation chapter 9. The government that ascends out of the abyss, it's the king. The prince of the abyss, Abaddon or Apollyon. The destroying angel, Shiva, the destroying angel, which is the mascot of CERN. Interesting. Am I wrong? I don't think so. But we got the Mandela effect. Oh, no, it's just your memory. Yeah, okay. Just my memory. My memory is pretty damn sharp. And that little girl in the movie Moonraker did have braces. Yeah. That was the attraction. You know, oh no, she's got perfect pearly white teeth. You know, Jaws wouldn't have liked her then, but with all the metal in her mouth, whoa, my sweetheart. So, you tell me how that happened. Besides lions not laying with lambs anymore, and the wolves took over, and a bunch of other anomalies. There's your sign. And so now you've got a cosmic entity involved in what's going on, which kind of matches up with prophecy and with what the reality of what we're seeing. I mean, come on. That's a pretty damn big spacecraft. Yeah. You know what it would take to get that off the ground?
That's a city. Jeez.
Yeah. Wow. A city buried under the ice. Imagine that. Yeah, how big is Manhattan? About a mile high in some places. Let's see, from West Side Drive to the East Side Drive, the FDR there, I couldn't tell you the amount of blocks, but it might be 2 miles. 125th Street, starting off at Wall Street. Yeah. It ain't no 200 miles. We're up in Albany now. But yeah, that's pretty darn big. And what's in there? What is in there? What kind of, and keep in mind, there's one other caveat here. During the Second World War, the United States took over Greenland. Greenland essentially became a territory of the United States. It became a protectorate. And the idea was, and they actually did set up a military base, documentaries on it. I forgot the Ice Base One or something like that. So let's see. Allegedly, the Nazis who escaped to New Schwabenland, who Admiral Byrd went to go hunt down, had their technology, and now but they have limited resources there. And now the United States finds a whole new set of technology up here under the ice in Greenland, and they don't want to give it up. Yeah. Well, now the Russians and the Chinese are snooping around. We ain't going to let them get that technology.
Bet your bottom dollar.
Yeah. Not for you. Hands off. So, yeah, we would go, the United States would go to war over that.
Big time.
Yep. So what they're doing temporarily is that they're loading up the bases up there. I forgot how many bases. I think there's 12 bases around the perimeter of Greenland, something like that. But, yeah, it's like, okay, double up personnel. Start fortifying these bases. You think we're playing? We're not. So let's see what happens in a couple of weeks. We're starting to see more and more evidence of how these prophecies are starting to come about. It's like, I got this puzzle piece. It goes there. Yeah, and somebody just dumped a whole bunch more puzzle pieces on the table. So just when you think it's complete, there's a lot more information that starts to come out. And it's a much bigger picture than what you thought. And there's also been a suggestion that there's a good chance Trump will make some sort of formal announcement on disclosure this year. Wonder if that has anything to do with Greenland. Because we're in it with more than... there's a true world alliance. And as far out as this might be, the German population from New Schwabenland, they would rather be thought of as the Fourth Reich. They want to play nicey-nicey now. I don't know how true that is, but it was something that I've heard a couple of times that those who control Antarctica want to be part of the human civilization again. I don't know. So we'll have to see how that all develops. But it's interesting, you've got alien technology on both ends of the earth that haven't been truly investigated. And, you got pyramids all over the planet. And whoever built the Great Pyramid of Giza put something that's a mile and a half down underneath it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Tell me that humans did that.
Yeah, we did it with copper chisels. Yeah.
Alrighty then. Sure. Alrighty then. Yeah. Almost a mile and a half down, 2 kilometers that they're estimating. So you want to talk about a cosmic situation? It's there that the scriptures talk about interdimensional extraterrestrials basically from day one. Or from chapter one. We're just another creation in the line of divine creation. Technically, we live within the body of God. We are essentially, we could be a single cell in an organism that is a multidimensional cellular organism that can go on to a level of infinity. So we could actually be part of a cosmic physical zygote, depending on how you want to count time and space. That's crazy. Yeah, it's kind of hard to wrap your mind around that. How many parallel dimensions are there? According to the math, it goes on forever. It's pi. There's no definitive answer. It could be an unlimited of parallel. Will we ever be able to travel to those parallel dimensions? Maybe someday. Long, 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 long time from now. So, we have very limited knowledge on how so many different things work across the whole cosmos. But what we can comprehend is right now is what's going on this planet here, because this planet here started it all. This is where it began, and this is where it's going to end. Now, the interesting thing, and something I don't point out that often, because it's not near applicable yet, we have to wait for the destruction of Babylon the Great, a great whore of Babylon, essentially organized religion, which is the most decisive thing on the face of the earth. They pollute everything that they touch, and they make most of their money off of human trafficking and child trafficking. And as I pointed out in Revelation chapter 18, among the goods that the merchants used to sell to the whore of Babylon were slaves and human souls. Human souls for sacrifice? What are we talking about? So, yeah, those are the things that she is guilty about, guilty of, and all roads lead to Rome. So if Trump got the 650 plane loads of gold that were under the Vatican, and we saw Trump smiling next to the Pope who just got his canary eaten, or worse. But allegedly, if he's got all that gold, he's got virtually unlimited finances. Hmm. Plus what's still in the Grand Canyon and all other sorts of places, but the gold in the Grand Canyon would be easiest to get out. It's still going to have a cost to it, but damn, at $5,000 to $10,000 an ounce, probably a billion ounces there. Grand Canyon's a pretty big ditch.
Pretty big.
Yeah. So when all of that dirt got washed out to the Sea of Cortez there, whatever, in between the Baja Peninsula and the mainland of Mexico, you got the Colorado River, which empties out there. I bet you can go offshore and dredge up the stuff that made it to the ocean. Find gold deposits right within the gravel off the front of the Colorado River. So how much gold do you need? Silver, on the other hand, we make stuff with it. All they do with gold is besides jewelry. Yeah. Yeah, you know, gold is basically a precious metal that everybody wants, and the more they have, the more that they want to have. Yeah. So goes the Midas touch, and Trump turned the White House into all ornaments of gold. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he put a golden touch to the White House.
I believe with him, gold is a representation of power. That's why he has so much of it.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is. You know, you go back to King Solomon. He was known for the vast amounts of gold that he had. Wait, if there's no gold deposits under Israel, where did all that gold come from? He was a good businessman. Right where Jerusalem was essentially the trade route of goods coming across Asia and down to Africa, and goods coming out of Africa and up toward Europe and across toward Asia. So they were right smack in the middle of the trade route, the major trade route. So that's how he made his money. They were wise, commerce. How's Trump want to make his money? Business, the art of the deal. And so all of this is starting to come together, and we are just about out of time here tonight. We'll be covering more of this coming. We're going to get deeper into the cosmic connection here, because eventually this eighth world power is going to try to do battle with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that takes us totally off planet. So with that said, I'm going to say, hey, join the network, share this information with others. We hope that we can keep you entertained and also share some information, some great information. Look into this stuff. Look into the things that we are talking about. I'd like somebody to try to prove me wrong. Nobody has been able to yet. And I've been doing this for a long time. And that's not an ego thing. That's praying for and getting accurate knowledge. That's the most important thing, because without accurate knowledge, everything else is just a fantasy. And so I'm going to thank everyone. Love and blessings to all. Keep join the radio station. Be sure to listen to all of our shows. Tune in tomorrow night. Maggie Hart will be on at 8 o'clock. Skull's got his shows on Saturday. And the many other shows, I don't know the schedule yet. We need to put together a little commercial advertising our shows. But share the network with all that you know and help us grow. Give a thumbs up. Love and blessings. Have a fantastic week.